Good morning, everyone. My topic will be on improving birth outcome in Southside Chicago, the role of Healthy Start Southeast Chicago. I also like to recognize my co-authors, Ruth Awam and Shafedin Amu, who is the program evaluator. So I have nothing to disclose. So for this presentation, the overview, we'll be talking about Healthy Start Program Initiative. We'll also be talking about the maternal and child health in United States, disparities in United States maternal and child health, and closing the gap. We'll also talk about the impact that Southeast Healthy Start have made towards improving the maternal and child health. So what is the Healthy Start Initiative? This is a program that was initiated in 1991 as a demonstration project for urban and rural communities that are 1.5 to 2.5 times more infant mortality rate than the national average. So the Healthy Start program was aimed to address factors that adversely impact maternal and child health through collaboration with communities and also service delivery to the Southside communities that the Southeast Healthy Start works with. Overview of the maternal and child health in the United States. Just the definition, infant mortality is just the number of infants that are dying before reaching the age one per 1,000 live births. Infant mortality is also a measure of national current health and also the health of the next generation. The preliminary infant mortality rate as of 2010 is 6.14 infant deaths per 1,000 live births. In US ranks 25th in infant mortality when compared to other developed nations, despite the decreases that they've experienced over the years. The infant mortality rate of the United States is still a public health concern. Healthy Start program, through its implementation of its core services, strives to address this public health concern. So this is an illustration of the infant mortality of United States compared to other developed countries. In spite of being one of the most developed in the world, US still have a very high infant mortality rate. So this is a chart showing the infant mortality rate across races. So when we look at the chart, you find out that the infant mortality rate of non-Hispanic blacks is the highest of all the infant mortality rates. And the communities that Healthy Start South Chicago is working with, the communities that they are working with are predominantly African-American communities. So what are the causes of infant mortality? One is prematurity and low birth weight. So most babies that are born premature or low birth weight, most of them have the tendency to die before age of one. The second one is birth conditions. Most children that are born with congenital deformities die before they reach the age of one. The third is sudden infant syndrome death. So this, of recent, there have not been any real cause of it, but we still have some precautions to prevent its occurrence. Another one is unintentional injuries like motor vehicle drowning, suffocation, shaking baby, false poisoning and other things. Then the third one is intentional injuries such as abandonment and homicide. Preterm birth and low birth weight. As I talked earlier, this is one of the major causes of infant mortality. So preterm birth is defined as babies that are born before 37 weeks of pregnancy, while low birth weight are defined as babies that are born with weight less than 2,500 grams or 5 pounds, 8 ounces. Some of the causes of preterm birth. One is lifestyle and socioeconomic status, such as smoking, alcohol, illicit drugs, late or no prenatal care, high level of stress, poverty, lack of education, lack of social support, domestic violence. Another is spontaneous labor and premature rupture of the membrane. So this causes babies to be born earlier than necessary when this occurs. So another one is early induction of labor or C-section. So there are two causes of it. One can be due to pregnancy complications or late preterm birth due to elective induction or C-section. So these are also the disparities that we see in the United States in terms of preterm birth. So when we look at the chart, we also find that the non-Hispanic blacks, they have the highest rate of preterm birth. Other chart that shows the rate of low birth weight in the United States, still the same occurrence that is going on. Non-Hispanic blacks also have the highest rate among other races. So Healthy Start Southeast Chicago, for this presentation, this program is an ongoing program, it's still going on, but for this presentation I used the data that were collected between 2009 and 2013. So the communities that we served in Chicago here are Roseland, Riverdale, Pullman, West Pullman, South Chicago, and South Darien. This is what the demography of the population looks like. If we look at the left chart, we find out that the census population of these communities in 2000 compared to 2010, there is a predominantly decrease in population among the six communities that we worked with. One of the causes is that in these communities, there are very high rate of homicide and violence, so people tend to move out and go to a safer community. Then in race and ethnicity, I already mentioned that most of the communities that we work with are predominantly African American community, the non-Hispanic black, which is NHB. So this is what the social determinants of these communities look like. I'm sorry for the small nature of that. So I'm just showing the rate of no high school diploma, unemployment rate, and homicide rate. That's the left chart. So these communities, they have the high rates of all these three determinants of health compared to the last group, which is Chicago. So when you compare these communities to the city of Chicago, these social determinants of health in these communities are very high. In the right chart, I also looked at crowded housing and percentage living below poverty level. So these communities also have crowded housing and also have high percentage of people that live below poverty level. So birth outcomes, birth indicators and birth outcomes. Looking at the left chart, these are the six communities that we served compared to Chicago. And these communities, the blue one is showing the birth rate. So when you compare it to the city of Chicago, which is the last chart there, you find out that in spite of being just a community inside the city of Chicago, they have very high birth rate. So the second, which is the red chart, is showing the rate of teenage birth rate. So with the birth rate of the community, there is very high rate of teenage pregnancy going on. So, and these people, because of their age and ignorance, they in most cases experience the adverse outcome, birth outcomes. So the right chart is showing the adverse birth outcomes that they experience. So there is high rate of low birth weight, there is high rate of infant mortality, and there is high rate of preterm birth in these six communities that we serve. So what are the roles of Healthy Start Southeast Chicago in addressing all these adverse birth outcomes? So Healthy Start Southeast Chicago aims to reduce adverse birth outcomes through implementation of these five Healthy Start core services. One is outreach and client recruitment. So we go out to the communities to recruit people to come to the program so that we'll help them address what is happening in the community in terms of maternal and child health. The second one is case management. So our case managers work with the clients that are recruited to help address the social determinants that lead to these birth outcomes. So they do that by, first of all, getting the clients to sign a consent form and an evaluation form. That's agreeing to participate in our program because we can't work with them if they didn't sign that. So they also follow up and also do referrals to resources that will help address the social determinants of health and other health indicators that we identified when dealing with our participants. The third one is depression screening and referral. This is one of the core services that Healthy Start Southeast Chicago provides. So depression, in most cases, either prenatal depression or postpartum depression go undiagnosed. So this helps us to screen our participants to know if they have like symptoms of depression, so that we address it before it causes adverse health effect. Then the fourth one is interconceptional care. We follow them up between pregnancies to address any concern that may result to adverse birth outcome. Then the last one is health education and training. We train our participants, give them the information they need to address those concerns that we have. So this is how what our chart looks like. So when we compared Healthy Start Southeast Chicago participants with the comparison community population, we find out that the infant mortality rate was decreased in our participants. Preterm birth and also low birth weight was lower when compared to comparison community. So in conclusion, we find that improved birth outcome among Healthy Start Southeast Chicago participants showed that implementation of these five Healthy Start core services have measurable and sustainable impact on health outcomes. So in acknowledgement, I would like to acknowledge HASA for funding this project. I also want to acknowledge the Healthcare Consortium of Illinois, Dr. Shafidin Amu, which is the program evaluator, Celeste Garcia, who is the director of the Healthy Start Southeast Chicago. She's here in the audience. Then Mr. Williams Ebomoye, Dr. Yashika Williams, Dr. B. Williams, and Chicago State University staff, my professors, they are the best. Thank you.